Well, we have two pianists here with us today. I think they may share the same teacher, which is why they've both been scheduled for today. But each is a talented musician in his own right. So we'll be presenting them in two individualized segments during our Youth Expression Showcase. And you're always welcome, by the way, if you are interested in playing an instrument or singing or perhaps reading something you've written. Just contact us at slb@slbradio.org and we'll schedule something for you. We're going to start with a pianist who attends Kappa and is a visual arts major, despite the fact that he's going to be playing piano. And he's in eighth grade. We'll talk a little bit to him after he plays his first song. He's from Squirrel Hill. His parents are here today, too, which is always nice. And now it's a pleasure to introduce Eric Cochran. Beautifully done. Can you tell me the name of that piece?
That's Dance Macabre.
And how long have you been playing piano, Eric?
I'm starting on my fifth year, I think.
And you live in Squirrel Hill. Can you just tell me a little bit more about yourself? What do you like to do?
Well, before I was in visual arts, I was in media, but they closed that department down, so I still like to make film.
That's interesting that they would close that down. Because you'd think media would be a more popular, or would be a very popular class. But they closed down that, and so you enjoy filmmaking. Can you tell me about any films you've made that you really liked?
Well, there's one I made this year called GIF. It was a sort of a goofy topic. It was about an evil jar of peanut butter.
I was wondering if it was GIF for graphics or JIF for peanut butter. That sounds pretty cool. Is that online anywhere that folks can see?
No, not at the moment.
Well, that's kind of a neat idea. How is Kappa? You know, you've been – did you start – were you in Rogers Kappa beforehand?
Yeah.
So you've been in that environment for a while. For folks who don't know, can you describe how it differs from other schools or at least what the environment there is like?
Well, it's tall. It's really tall. There's 9 floors that I have to walk up every day. So.
Do you have classes that take you throughout the whole building?
Yeah, I've got a homeroom, and then I have to go down to the 6th floor, then back up to the 9th floor, and then it's really tiring.
So you're in 8th grade. What are the classes that you have this semester?
Geometry, communications, social studies, PE. Well, I got my art classes, physics.
So you're taking, you know, traditional academic types of classes, and a lot of people, I mean, you have to have those as part of middle school and the high school, but you're also able to focus on some of the visual arts. Are you taking music classes there as well?
No.
Okay. Well, you're really an accomplished pianist. You have one other song that you're going to play, but before that, is there anybody you wanted to say hello to or acknowledge? Well,
yeah. I don't know if they're listening right now, but Morgan and Omri.
Morgan and Omri, of course they're listening. How couldn't they be listening?
Because I didn't give them the station because I didn't know it.
Well, they're listening anyway. I'm sure they're listening anyway. And you and they also will be able to listen at our neighborhoodvoices.org website forever and ever when we put your performance up there a little bit later, probably Sunday or Monday. What's the next piece you'd like to play?
It's Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Eric, for being here today. Once again, here's Eric Cochran. Well done. That's Eric Cochran.